Okay, how about we bring in Femi Okay? She's host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, hi, it's Friday. It's time to talk about the week in social media, but I promise we're not going to talk about the bar hearing, though I'm sure okay. We could. Let's talk about Facebook. Announced yesterday that high-profile people, including Alex Jones, have been banned from the platform for being, quote, dangerous. Now, Facebook had been under some pressure to do this. Why target these accounts?
They have not just Facebook, but Facebook and Instagram, because Facebook owns Instagram. Also on the list of banned personalities, Milo Yiannopoulos. He's a commentator and provocateur. Thank you for leaving me that one, Peter. Paul Joseph Watson. He's a YouTube personality. He describes himself as the new right. Laura Loomer, far-right activist. Paul Nellen, white supremacist politician. People have been complaining about these various accounts for some time. So why did Facebook eventually remove them? They have a list. They have guidelines about dangerous individuals or organizations. And their list includes terrorist activity, organized hate, mass or serial murder, human trafficking, organized violence or criminal activity. So all of these individuals come under the idea of organized hate. And even if you're liking or you're sharing their content on Facebook or Instagram, that also will be removed.
Okay. I want to move on to another very big story in the world of sports that is also dividing people on social media. South African runner Caster Semenya, and this big ruling this week from an international court for sports that affects female athletes like her who have high levels of testosterone. What are the threads telling you about this, Femi?
I'm looking at several threads right now, and I'm going deep down into South African Twitter because that is where her real base and her fan base is, and they cannot understand that this has been going on for a very long time. She has naturally high levels of testosterone, so she's an incredible runner and is beating pretty much all of her competitors. Into South African Twitter, we are hashtag Caster Semenya, the girls for whom the goalposts are always shifted, says this tweeter, when they see that we are winning, we are with her. And then another one from a South African doctor. This is the last I will say about Caster Semenya because some of you still don't get it. Colonial medical standards. That is what she is calling this. Caster Semenya is competing in the Diamond League. That meet is taking place in Doha, Qatar. And Dan Corder on your radio, he's a radio broadcaster in South Africa, says that Caster Semenya, this race today, tell everybody you know, it's just happened, so you have to watch the replay earlier on today. Tweet and Gram and Facebook and shout it on the street. Watch her. It's the last race before this injustice, this new rule about having to take drugs or having to actually race men because of her levels of testosterone. She deserves all our love, attention, and support. That is what you're getting from South African Twitter towards Caster.
By the way, she won that race. She dominated that race today. So we'll see how Twitter responds. Now, she said something herself on Twitter yesterday, I think it was. It said, "They laugh at me because I'm different. I laugh at them because they're all the same." So she's taking to social media on this issue as well.
And also, people are reading between the lines of her tweets. Knowing when to walk away is wisdom. Being able to is courage. Walking away with your head held high is dignity. We'll see if this meeting in Doha that she won, I wonder if that will be the last time she runs.
Yeah. Also trending today, Peter Mayhew.
Chewie, we're home.
Oh, that sound. The actor who played Chewbacca, the Wookiee from Star Wars, died at his home in Texas earlier this week. He was just 74. What are you seeing?
So much love online, and his family has turned his Twitter account into a memorial account, so you can tweet at the Wookiee Roars to show your love for Chewbacca. I really like what Between Failures tweeted. I know the average person doesn't know who Peter Mayhew is, but those kind blue eyes alive in Chewbacca's face made him real.
Harrison Ford, the star of Star Wars, tweeted out, "I loved him." His family replied, "He knew." Femi Okay, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thanks as always.
You're so welcome. May the fourth be with you.
Yes, indeed.